what's happening there in your world. Happy Tuesday to everybody. Bay Ragney here, Totally Jim Radio Rocks. And I got another fun episode for you to rock and roll to. And today's guest is the one and only Dollskin, EMP label recording artist. EMP is the label that you might know somebody who, you know, owns and runs the label, Mr. David Ellison of Megadeth. And this whole thing is so interesting. The whole story behind the band Dollskin is interesting. If you don't know, they were signed like almost 5 years ago to Dave's label. And at that time, they were like between 13 to 15 years old when he first came across them. So, and the four of them were going to the School of Rock out in Phoenix. And, you know, here we are 5 years later, and their second album came out last year. They started out on the Warped Tour. They're on this summer's final Warped Tour. So it's really cool. So the other day, I got to talk to the lead singer, Sydney, and got to find out more about the band and her and, you know, just the whole story behind it. And it's really cool. Super cool story. And the one thing that really stood out to me with the girls as I was going through and, you know, researching them and, you know, getting stuff together for the interview was the maturity level. Yeah, they're like, now they're probably between 18 and 20, 21 maybe, but they're just super, super mature. You know, I'm more than double their age, and I think they're more mature than me. So, there you go. So, you don't want to keep hearing me talk. You don't want to hear me babble. Let's let Sydney talk and babble. Let's find out more about Sydney and the band Dollskin. So, here she is. Hello?
Hello, yes, this is Sydney.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. So, you know, going through and researching the whole band and you, and pretty amazing story you guys have.
Yeah, I mean, it's been quite a ride so far.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, like, I mean, you guys, I have a daughter about the same age as you guys, and she's just texting me now about how Funko is making a new Spyro pop, and she's all excited, and I'm thinking to myself, and here's these girls going out on the Warped Tour, you know what I mean?
It's pretty crazy, you know, like, it's, you know, Warped Tour has been such a dream of mine for years, and having it happen so soon in my life is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, like, this whole thing, like, I mean, you guys actually been together, it's almost 5 years now, about 5 years?
It'll be 5 years this winter, yes.
Wow. And you guys met at the Phoenix School of Rock?
It's in Scottsdale, yeah.
That's pretty wild. So, like, now you personally, like, what influenced you to want to go to the School of Rock?
Actually, I saw my cousin perform with the School of Rock as a drummer, and it just looked like so much fun, you know. So I said, why not? We'll find out, literally, I think, the next day.
So now, what made you choose guitar? I mean, you can guitar and sing.
Well, I have always wanted to be an entertainer, you know, and I started out in, like, choir classes at school, in middle school, and then I was actually Ariel in a Little Mermaid play, and that's kind of when I realized that I really just wanted to be a singer, and I wanted to be in the forefront of something. And once I found the School of Rock, you know, I figured out that rock music was a super cool way to express myself and get that time on the stage and, you know, reach fans and all that fun stuff.
Now, how like, all the other girls, these were all in the same School of Rock?
Yeah, we were all at the same School of Rock. Actually, Alex, Megan, and I, we were all a part of, like, the house band, which is the school, which is like the band of kids who were a little bit more advanced and would go tour around Arizona area and, like, play at different events and stuff to kind of show people the School of Rock and stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. So, like, then you guys ended up doing, I guess it was like a battle of the band. Is that, like, the real big thing you first did, and you met Dave Ellison, or?
Yeah, actually, Megan, our drummer, her junior year of high school, she got us together for a battle of the bands for her high school. And it's like, normally a battle of the bands is like 10 bands that, you know, kind of don't really have their stuff together. But this was like a real battle of the bands. Like, people really cared about this battle of the bands. It was actually really, really cool. And we actually got together just for that. We didn't really think much of it, you know. We were like, let's just kind of try it out. And we actually ended up winning the first year we did it, which was really cool. We played three songs and then won the competition and then got to play at the school's festival. Played that show, and then we ended up just deciding to try to play around Phoenix a little bit. So we played around for like a year, and then we played again. We did the same Battle of the Bands next year. Did not win. However, that's when David approached us about wanting to be our manager and stuff, because he was a guest judge.
Okay. Like, did you guys realize who David was at the time and like, how much of an icon he is
yeah.
in the metal world?
Oh, yeah. No, it was crazy, because, like, so he was there the first year and the second year. And after we performed, we had no idea he was there until after we performed. Like, we played our set, and there was, like, 10 judges. They all stood up, set their scores. You know, we were getting pretty good scores all across the board. And then last but not least, David stands up and he goes, "Hi, my name's David Ellison. I'm the bassist of Megadeth." And we're all looking at each other like, "Wait, what? Who's here? Like, what?" And so we were all like, "Okay, well, let's see what the heck he has to say about us." Like, and we got nothing but praise from him, which was mind-blowing. You know, it was our first show together as a band, and we were like, "He thinks what about us?" Like, oh my God, it was crazy.
That is so wild. Now, like, how does this, like, your parents react to this? Like, I mean, I'm sure they probably figured, like, all right, this is going to be, like, a hobby for you guys, you know, something to get you out of the house, doing some cool stuff, learning music. And then it's just, like, exploded into this whole career now, and you know, at a young age still. I mean, they had to be kind of, like, blown away by all this.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of happened super fast. But we all kind of went, you go into the School of Rock wanting more from it. You know, you go in wanting to learn music and everything. That's a fact. However, you're hoping for something more. And we got extremely lucky with finding the right people and doing the right thing at the right time. And I think our parents were just waiting for it to happen, because they've all been so supportive. You know, they've been some of our biggest supporters throughout this entire process. They've been so helpful. They've gone on tour with us. Like, they've been amazing.
Yeah, I was going to say, like when you guys go out on tour, like, does one of the parents come along as, like, the chaperone, or?
Well, I actually only just turned 18 last year, so it's like they had to for a while.
Sure.
Because venues felt uncomfortable about having us play without having someone that was, like, a legal guardian of at least one of us.
Right.
But now they come on with us just to help. You know, it's always been super helpful to have them on with us, whether it be just for some moral support or to help us drive or to help with merch. You know, they're very, very helpful.
So the your parents are kind of like the crew.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome. It's funny, too, because, like, Tim was telling me, I guess today you guys are packing up the RV to get ready to head out to join up on the Warped Tour, huh?
Mm-hmm.
No, how's that when it's a packing day?
It's kind of stressful. I didn't really sleep at all last night, because I've just been kind of all over the place trying to get my stuff together. Like, it's very stressful. You know, granted, it'll be nice because we're going to be back in Phoenix in like a week. So
okay.
If we forget anything, we'll be back home super soon. We can come and grab it. But it's like, I don't know, all of our gear, we want to make sure we don't leave anything. And it's like, we have to make sure everyone's at the right place at the right time to leave. And we have like a new crew for this summer, and we're just kind of like, I don't know. We have all of our faith in them, and we're just hoping that it works out and that it goes smoothly today.
That's awesome. Now, how about, like, I saw, too, you guys were just over in Europe a few months ago. Like, How was that? Like, that had to be, yeah. I mean, yeah, the Warped Tour is a huge tour here in the States, but, I mean, when you're going to a whole other country, it's literally a whole different world.
Oh, my God. That was some of the coolest shows and coolest experiences I think I've had so far. I'm sure that Warped Tour is going to blow it out of the water in different ways. But Europe was nuts, to say the least. It was so crazy seeing how different it is over there, and how the culture is different, and how the people are different, and seeing a whole other part of the world, because none of us have been to Europe before, except for our bassist. She went over to Israel and stuff a while ago, but none of us have ever been, like, really outside of the country other than Mexico. So it was kind of super crazy, yeah.
Now, what do you think was, like, the big difference over there, like, with the fans compared to here in the States that you've seen so far?
Well, we don't have a super huge following in Europe. So it was a bunch of really, amazing, super intimate shows with a couple fans here and there. And so it was super cool to be able to, like, connect with everybody. As much as they didn't speak our language super fluently, we were able to have great conversations and get to know everybody. And, you know, it's like, who knows, maybe next time we go over there, we're going to have packed houses, and it's like we can't get to know everybody. It was super nice to be able to go over there and really learn about the cities we were in and talk to everybody there.
Right.
But, God, it's just the way of life over there and how musicians are treated is so different from America. It's crazy.
That's so awesome. I'm like so happy and proud of you guys, and I don't even know yet. Like, it's what you guys are experiencing
is
it's just awesome. Like, I was sitting here all day, like, watching videos, and then, like, all your video interviews of stuff and tour bus stuff and all. And I'm just like, and the one thing that I just kept saying to myself as I'm watching all these different videos is, you can see how mature you are. Before he is, and you've even talked about it in one of the interviews, and it was kind of like, you know, you didn't really have a choice. Like, you had to grow up quick, being on the road and everything.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. It's been kind of crazy, because we started touring when I was, like, 15. So it's been quite the life to grow up in. You know, I had to take my GED, because I personally can't make myself focus on online high school. But, you know, it's been really, really insane growing up in this lifestyle. It's been very different. But, you know, we all have our supportive families that really know how to keep us grounded and make sure that whenever we come home, you know, we still know, like, who we are.
Right, right. That's awesome. Now, how about, like you dropped out of high school, you got your GED. Like, how about the friends in high school? Like, when it was really just starting to take off for you, where people kind of like, what are you doing? Or were they really supportive?
I went to an art school, so I had a lot of support from friends there. Sadly, I don't really talk to many people from high school anymore, just because it's really hard for me to keep a lot of friendships going. However,
sure.
Every once in a while, like, some people will check on me, and, like, I'll hit up some old friends and just kind of, like, say hi. It's crazy, because, like, they still see me as this person that they knew in high school, which is, it's really
right.
Nice to have people to talk to every once in a while that don't see me as Sydney from Dolphin. They just see me as Sydney, their classmate.
Now, how about, I'm sure with that whole thing has come a lot of people, like, all of a sudden, like, oh, Sydney was my best friend in high school, and we were this, and we were that. And you're probably like, who are you?
Yeah, I've had a few of those. It was weird. I had a couple from middle school. I had some kids from middle school that, like, started hitting me up, like, hey, oh, my God, I miss you. I'll hang out. And I'm like, dude, you were in one class with me, and we didn't talk. It's not like that. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. So now the other day, actually, you guys put out a new video for the song Persephone.
Mm-hmm. Persephone.
And was that, like, footage from over in Europe that was shot?
Yeah, that was from Europe. Our photographer, Kelly Fox, she came over with us to Europe and just took photos and videos any photos or videos we posted from Europe is probably from her. And she put together this amazing little video of us from almost every single show in Europe, whether it be on stage or backstage or on our days off. She took so many videos and put it all together to make a cute little video for one of our favorite songs.
And you know what, like, as I was watching that video, and you were saying, like, about the Europe crowds, like, some of them were small, but, I mean, watching that video, they looked pretty nice size, pretty big size, but so into it, too.
Mm-hmm. That's what's crazy about Europeans. They show up to shows. They just go to shows. They don't care who, like, for the most part, they didn't care who was playing. They just showed up.
They show up.
That's what they do for fun. Yeah, it was super crazy. It was super cold outside, so it was like, I don't know, they came to these little venues to warm up, have a drink, and see a cool show. It was super cool.
That's awesome. Now, on the album that you guys put out, actually, it's the birthday was it the other day, Manic Pixie Dream Girl,
mm-hmm.
1 year old now. As I was going through and listening to it, you guys did a cover of the Alanis Morissette song, Uninvited, which at first I was like, okay, because a lot of bands have done that over the last couple of years. I'm like, all right, here we go. Here's another cover of it. But you guys totally rocked it out. I was like, oh, crap. Like, I was not expecting it. It started out, you know, that real soft, and then you guys just turned it up. I was like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, no, it was super crazy. We actually sat a very similar cover version of that song we learned at the School of Rock together. And then, you know, as we played it more and more, we kind of took it under our own creativity and did what we kind of wanted to do to it to make it even more us. And in production, like when we were recording it, Evan, the guy that recorded this record with us, he threw in his own ideas and we totally made it something new. It was really fun to kind of change it into something that we wanted to play every single night, you know?
That's cool. That's really cool. So now I'm here in the Philadelphia area. Have you guys been to the Philadelphia area before? Or?
The what?
In Philadelphia?
Oh, Philadelphia. Yes. Yes. We've been to Philadelphia a few times. I'm trying to remember if I can remember the names of the venues we played at or anything, but we've been to Philadelphia a couple times.
Okay, cool. Cool. So you guys are coming back this way in about 3 weeks, July 13th. You'll be in Camden, New Jersey.
Yes, there's two Jersey dates that we're playing. I can't remember where the second one is or which one comes first, but yeah, we're going to be in Jersey on, is it July 13th?
July 13th is Camden, I know that
on
much.
July 13th. Okay, well, it's a crazy tour. We'll show up when we show up. I just go to sleep on the RV and wake up where I need to be, you know?
That's awesome. So you guys are going to do the Warped Tour over the summer, and then after that, what's the plan for you guys? Are you going to look for another tour, start working on new music, or?
We actually recently announced a couple Europe shows. We're going back over to Europe. We have 3 sold-out shows with some friends of ours, the band Creeper, in the UK.
Okay.
And then we're playing a festival in Greece. We have some.
Oh, wow.
We're working on getting some shows in between those, and then after Greece. So we'll be announcing those later on this summer. But, yeah, we're going back over to Europe.
Awesome. That is awesome. Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, Sydney, this is great talking to you and learning more about the band. Where should we send everybody to get the music and keep up to date with everything and find out when you guys are coming to a town near them?
Yeah, we've got a website. It's just dollskinband.com. You can find links to all of our social media. But if it's easier for you, it's just @dollskinband on literally everything. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever you use, I don't know. We're probably on it, and it's @DollskinBand. But we do have a merch store, dollskinmerch.com, where you can buy our brand new T-shirts and both of our albums. We've got tons on our website for everybody.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, this is great talking to you. Congrats on the tour and everything and the music. And you never know. Maybe I'll pop up in Camden, New Jersey on the 13th.
Of course, come say hi.
Sounds good. Sounds good. And then I'll have to bring you cheesesteaks if I come out.
Oh, yeah.
Because I saw you guys. I love how it's on your Facebook page multiple times. Interest, food.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Oh, too funny. Take care, Sydney. It was great talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
My dear, I feel you're quite confused. You lie in my ears, claim you've never felt this before. Feeding me phrases from your arsenal, singing fake promises, your fingers on the door. Well, my dear, I'm taking back all I said, giving over my thoughts again. Cursing you down, barely alive. I'm meant to breathe, I will survive. Cause I am the goddess and you are the broken. We'll
welcome back to Gender Rocks. Bay Ragney here, and there you go. There they are, Dollskin. Check them out. You can go to their official website, dollskinband.com, for all the info, all the links, all the news, all the tour dates, everything you need to know, the merch, and more. Dollskinband.com. And that was, we just played a few songs for them. That was the song that we were talking about in the interview, the Alanis Morissette cover, Uninvited, which just freaking rocks. Before that, we did Daughter, and then before that, when we did their newest single and video, Paris Phone. So, again, check them out. Thanks to Sydney, Dollskin, thanks to Tim, and thanks to you for tuning in. Again, looking for me, or Totally Driven Radio, or Totally Driven Entertainment, just look for us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's Totally Driven Entertainment or Totally Driven Radio. Again, my name is Bay Ragney. I'm at all the same places, and you can find Totally Driven Radio everywhere. You can find us on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. Like us, love us, subscribe to us, and listen. And share us with your friends. We'd appreciate that, too. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Again, check them out. We got some more shows coming up this week. Tomorrow at noontime, we got the one and only Bobby Brown. That's right. Bobby Brown, model, author, cherry pie girl, and now comedian, returns tomorrow at noon about her upcoming, her first stand-up gig this Friday night out at the Comedy Store in Hollywood. So tune in tomorrow at noon. Thursday night, we'll be live. We have our good friends returning, couple interviews and all types of other stuff going on. But we have Marcus Scott of Trickster calling in with a little special giveaway and update on what's going on in his world. Plus we have former Glow Girl, Roxy Astor, calling in to talk about the season 2 of Glow. And then Sunday night, our good friend from the band Scattered Hamlet, Adam Jode, the Appalachian Apostle himself. So there you go. Tons of stuff going on this week. Tons of stuff going on next week and the week after and the week after. Make sure you tune in. All right, everybody. Thanks again. Remember, stay driven. See ya.